Co-Selling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Herz.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN.
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN. 102.5 The Game. My name is Max Herz. I'm your host. Thursday, March the 18th. Vanderbilt baseball taking on South Carolina in the SEC opening series Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Hawkins Field this weekend. Before that, we've got our second Vandy Boys player interview of the year with sophomore right-handed reliever Nick Maldonado. We had Luke Murphy on a couple of weeks ago. We will stick with the boys out of the bullpen, and why not? Nick Maldonado has been exceptional. Six outings out of the pen to start his sophomore season, 7 1/3 scoreless innings. He's actually finished off two of Vanderbilt's last three wins, Tuesday against Belmont and game one Saturday, coming in after Kamar Rocker went eighth. He threw a scoreless ninth inning both times. He has been great to start his sophomore year. He's got some new additions to his pitch mix. We'll talk about those. And one of those new additions lines up pretty well with his middle name and a Hall of Fame closer. Funny story. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what he did last summer. He was down in South Florida training at Cressy Sports Performance alongside some pro players, some other Vanderbilt players, and some major leaguers. And we'll talk about his family. He's got three siblings, all of whom played baseball and or softball at a high level. I say and because one of them played both. So we'll talk with Nick Maldonado, second-year player on this Vandy team. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Nick Maldonado's on the show. Back-to-back player interviews out of the Vandy bullpen to get the season started. Nick, great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What's been your impression of your season so far through six relief outings?
I've just been feeling comfortable out there. Knowing that I have an amazing defense behind me definitely helps. Gives me more confidence to throw strikes, let them hit the ball, basically. Guys up the middle, like Carter and Tate, just basically making every play. I mean, they're doing a great job. Everybody on the field is backing me up and the entire bullpen and just pitching staff in general.
Last year as a freshman, you got in four times, basically just in middle relief. This year, you've held that role a little. You've come in with inherited runners. You've pitched the ninth inning to finish off a couple of wins. How fun has it been to have those different roles?
I mean, it's awesome. And just to get out there in any role really is great. I mean, last year you said I was just middle relief. But, as long as I'm getting out there, I mean, I'm happy. I'm sure, the coaches are happy with what I'm doing. But, like I said, just having a team behind me, that's the biggest thing for me. It's giving me more confidence.
If I'm correct, we've seen four different pitches from you this season. Can you take us through your pitch package one by one, please?
Yeah, so I have three fastballs. I have a two-seam, a cut fastball, and then a four-seam. And I throw a changeup, a curveball, and a slider. So I have six pitches. I haven't brought them all out yet, but me and Brownie have been talking about it. Just kind of using them when needed, basically. So my pitch package is pretty big. Still working on a lot of stuff, just refining everything. Brownie's been a huge help with that in the lab, just sitting down with me talking about stuff. Yeah, it's been good working with him, too.
Talking with Nick Maldonado, Vandy baseball sophomore pitcher. You mentioned the two-seam fastball, and that's been your dominant fastball since before even you got to college. What's it like being really the only guy on the staff who is two-seam fastball first as their primary heater?
Yeah, I mean, talking to Brownie last year, I came in still focusing on throwing my four-seam more, and we kind of talked about it. Just, my two-seam plays, it doesn't lose velo, really. So we kind of just talked about, making that my primary fastball, and it's been working so far. I've been using a cutter off that. It's been playing well. I just developed that this year. Constantly making improvements to pitches and, your mindset behind everything. Brownie's a huge help with that, so it's been great.
CJ Rodriguez, one of your catchers, told me last year that to him, your two-seam fastball as a right-handed pitcher looks the same as a lefty pitcher throwing a slider. Is he right? And how cool is that to hear?
Yeah, I mean, he's my roommate this year, so he's...
Oh, nice.
He's been talking to me about some stuff, giving me some crap sometimes, but yeah, we have a fun time in the room. It's me, CJ, and Gonzo. So, but yeah, I mean, that's great to hear. I remember him saying that last year to me, joking around a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's just great to hear, I guess.
You mentioned your cutter as well. How does that pitch play really well off the two-seamer as kind of a 1-2 punch?
Yeah, I mean, so my two-seam, obviously it runs arm side for me, and then my cutter has similar movement, but it's just to the glove side. So it's kind of like nothing stays straight right now. I'm just working, you know, staying corners, and just kind of trying to miss the barrel, and it's been working so far. Try to keep that going, I guess.
Had you thrown the cutter in games before this season?
No. No, I actually just started working on it this fall. Just messing around. I was trying to develop a new pitch, and I asked Brownie what a cutter grip is, and he showed me real quick a simple one, and I've just been kind of working off that.
Have you compared notes at all with Jack Leiter, who also added a cutter this year?
A little bit. We've been talking about, you know, his cutter, his slider. We're really close off the field. We talk about it a lot. I don't really compare notes, but we talk about, you know, pitch execution and stuff, just simple stuff like that.
Nick Maldonado, Vandy Baseball sophomore relief pitcher, is our guest here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're talking about the cutter, Nick, and your middle name is Mariano. Were you named after Mariano Rivera? And either way, how cool is it to have a cutter and have that middle name?
Yeah, so I actually was. My mom is a huge Yankees fan, and when I was born, she gave me the middle name Mariano, and it kind of stuck. It's pretty funny that I now have a cutter. You know, she jokes about that. The rest of my family jokes about it a little bit. But, my dad is actually a Mets fan, so I don't know how that conversation went down with naming me after a Yankee, but...
That's really funny. Have you ever met Mariano or even seen him pitch in person before he retired?
No, I have not, unfortunately. I wish I was able to.
He might be seeing you at some point the way this is going so far, so we'll keep our eyes open for that. You mentioned the two breaking balls as well as the changeup. We saw a really great changeup from you for a strikeout to a lefty batter Tuesday night. How much have you thrown those three pitches, and what do you like about the way they're working?
So my changeup, that was actually the first one I threw all season.
Okay.
And not because it hasn't been working or anything, just because, you know, talking with Brownie, he said, you know, it's kind of a pitch right now for me that I could just pull out of my back pocket when I need to change something up, and that was a great opportunity to use it. I think there was a runner on second, one out, and... maybe it was first and second. I don't remember. It was a good count to throw it in, and I'm just glad I got over the plate. Got a swing and miss on it.
Well, the way Christian Little's changeup was playing early in that game, I'd say keep throwing as many of those as you can on a night like that. That was special from him.
He did an amazing job. I mean, his stuff was on. Probably the best it's been all year. It's great to see him start to develop as a young kid, getting him in here early. See the maturity start to grow, really. It's amazing.
As a returning arm on the pitching staff, you got here just about as everybody else does in August of your freshman year. Christian Little got here in January and is pitching in games a month later. Have you thought about the fact that that's basically like if you were to come out and start a midweek game in September 2019 when you were a freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. He's the same age as my little brother, and that blows my mind. I mean, when he came in here, you know, you could see the immaturity sometimes just because he was a high schooler. I mean, he should be in high school, and that's totally normal. But he's been here for like 3 months now, I think, and he's just starting to grow as a man so far. I mean, definitely got room to go as we all do, but I'm really excited to see him develop.
You mentioned your younger brother. You are the third youngest out of four siblings, all very good in the diamond sports. Your older sister, Alexa, played softball at Notre Dame. Your older brother, Frank, played center field at Pitt. And your younger brother, Chris, I believe is a junior in high school, committed to play middle infield at Clemson. What's it like having such a great baseball family? And were any of your brothers, I know Alexa, of course, couldn't play softball at Vandy because it doesn't exist, but were either brothers interested in Vandy at any point? And what's it like having kind of four sets of recruiting like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you say baseball family because my sister actually did play USA women's baseball after college. She played on the national team. That was just funny. But yeah, as far as Vandy goes, my little brother was talking to Brownie and Bax a little bit. And then Clemson came in the mix, and he kind of fell in love with it. He went on a virtual tour there. He just fell in love with the place, and he committed there. Really happy for him. That's a great place.
That's awesome. Tim Corbin's former home, too. We're talking to Nick Maldonado here on the Anchor Down podcast. And, Nick, Scott Brown said earlier this year you made some changes with your delivery from last year to this year to make it less taxing on your body. What were those changes?
I guess it was just, you know, trying to use my whole body, really. Because I was an infielder in high school. I didn't really focus on pitching solely until I got here. And just being able to sit down and, you know, analyze my mechanics and see what I'm doing wrong and right, it's been such a help. I mean, being able to stay over the rubber longer, just use my lower half, open up my hips, stuff like that. I mean, so I've, like, naturally had tight hips, and just working on loosening those up with hammer even, it's just helped on the mound. It's awesome.
Was it evident during your recruiting that you would be a pitcher in college?
I wouldn't say it was totally evident. I mean, originally I was recruited here as an infielder by Coach Jewett. He saw me play infield and hit, and that's when we started talking. He didn't even see me pitch yet. And then I think Brownie came out to watch me pitch as well. And then it was just, you know, I was a dual guy up until I got here, basically.
And I saw that you were injured your entire senior year of high school. What happened, and what was it like coming into college off of that?
Yeah, so I hurt my hamstring. It was like, I want to say preseason of senior year. And I tried coming back a little bit, probably a little bit too early. Tweaked it again. You know, I was playing injured, getting some pinch hits, trying to just help the team out any way I can. Stopping on first base, no matter where the ball went. Then trying to throw some games. But I was actually fortunate enough to come to Vanderbilt a little early. Me and like six of the other guys, I think, we came to take a summer class the couple months before school started, and we were able to work out here. I was doing some rehab for my hamstring with the trainer, so that was good that I was able to come early, you know, get acclimated a little bit.
That's good. And then kind of to add on to that, you have the extended COVID pause, so you go really two full years playing in just a handful of games. What's it like looking back on how long that time period was now?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It really does. I appreciate what I have, just the game of baseball in general, just knowing that, you know, it can be gone at any time. I mean, you just got to take it day by day and enjoy every moment, really. That's kind of how I'm looking at things now, just not really playing in two full years.
Nick Maldonado from Vandy Baseball is our guest. And, Nick, you spent part of last summer down in South Florida at Cressy Sports Performance, a well-renowned baseball training facility. How did that come to be during a COVID summer, and what was it like for you to be there after your freshman year?
Yeah, so I'm actually really, really good friends with Ryan Keenan on the team, and he lives about 30 minutes from Cressy. I think he actually just moved. I'm not sure how far he lives now, but yeah, so we were talking, and he actually just invited me down, said, "You want to come live with me? We can work out at Cressy," because all the gyms and stuff were closed in New Jersey at the time. So I hopped on the opportunity right away. I mean, I was living for Ryan and his family for about a whole month, going there four times a week, throwing bullpens, just working out. It was a place to lift and throw, and I mean, it was definitely a great facility.
Last thing for you, Nick Maldonado here from Vandy Baseball. It is crazy to think about, especially with how little baseball you've played the last 2 years, as we just talked about. But you are draft eligible this year since you turned 21 on June the 12th. I know it's not something you think about day in and day out, but as a COVID freshman this season, have you thought at all about how funky it is that you're eligible for the draft this year, or any other thoughts you have on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely crazy that I'm eligible. Honestly, I'm not really thinking about it at all. I mean, I'm just worried about the season this year. Again, taking it day by day. I'm worrying about this team, really. Just being with the guys, enjoying every moment of it, because once it's gone, I mean, you can't get these days back. So I want to enjoy this first, you know?
Oh, yeah. And hopefully there is a draft of length. We think it's going to be 20 rounds, but who the heck knows at this point? So yeah. It'll come when it comes for everybody.
Exactly.
That'll be down the road in July, and there will certainly be some Vandy players and some Vandy pitchers in there. For now, the Commodores head into SEC play. Nick, thanks so much for doing this, and enjoy this weekend against Carolina.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Max.
Really enjoyed interviewing Nick Maldonado from the Vanderbilt baseball team, sophomore right-hander from Short Hills, New Jersey, and Seton Hall Prep is where he played his high school ball, second-year pitcher for the Commodores. And how about the cutter and Mariano Rivera? Nick Mariano Maldonado throwing himself a cutter. That's an awesome story. So shout out to the Maldonado family naming their kids with future baseball careers in mind. And boy, did that turn out to be a cool story for him. His three siblings all played baseball at a high level. How cool is it that Alexa Maldonado, his older sister who played softball at Notre Dame 2009 to 2013, she played women's baseball. I did not know that until Nick said it during the interview. So pretty cool. A lot of cool stuff going on with Nick Maldonado. He has pitched really well this year. The two-seam fastball is his primary pitch. Just certainly something to watch. It runs away from left-handed hitters. It runs in on right-handed hitters. And I think it has played very well off the cutter. And asking about the changeup, I wasn't too shocked that that was the first one he'd thrown this season. It was the first one I'd seen. And that means that the opposing team probably doesn't know it exists. So that's going to play well. And I think we may see that once an outing, or maybe more the rest of the way, against left-handed hitters. So thanks again to Nick for joining the show. Thanks to Josh Foster from Vandy Sports Information for helping set up that interview and all the baseball interviews we have here on the show. We're going to try and get one a week as much as we can moving forward against schedule, and hopefully not. But with basketball, there were some COVID changes that prevented us from getting guys over the course of some weeks. But for baseball, we hope it is just different series schedules that are our only obstacle to getting these in. We will try and get one every week. If not, we will have somebody every other week. And either way, we will be on every Thursday to preview that weekend series. We are back on Mondays with the series recaps as we talk Vanderbilt baseball year-round in depth the way it should be done here on the Anchor Down podcast. If you do not already, you can subscribe for free, listen to any episode anytime on demand with no ads or anything like that. On Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Stitcher, search Anchor Down Podcast there, and you can also hear us over the air Monday nights playing back once a week on ESPN 102.5 The Game. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. This is the Anchor Down Podcast, talking Vandy Boys Baseball on 102.5 The Game.